You guys are all acting. Talking about my coach.
He lost to Georgia State. What do you expect?
A chance for improvement. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. In this situation, Jeremy Pruitt is just a 40-something-year-old bald baby, and the bathwater would be the Georgia State game.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Do babies even need baths? They don't work. They won't get jobs. Really, when you think about it, babies are a lot like the homeless. Just drinking milk and not getting jobs.
On 1340 WKGN.
We have grown here today on Talk Sports. Only 45 minutes in, just because I said Pruitt's a big baby, a big bald baby, that you guys wanted to throw out with the bathwater and fire him and said he was a moron that couldn't coach.
I wanted to put him in the microwave after Georgia State.
Kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Hour 3, brought to you by our friends. You know who it is. The guys that bring you the G3 Help Me Hotlines. That's right, the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III at 865-558-8030, or you can visit them online at g3helpme.com. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. Hour 3 headlines. Draven, what do you got?
Gonna start with a little pop culture headline for you guys. You guys know the rapper Trouble? You guys heard of Trouble? Anybody?
I don't think I have.
Well, apparently. I've never heard of him before either. But apparently, Trouble, a rapper, admits that he would let Drake sleep with his wife for a feature.
I did see this yesterday.
Now, what do we make of this, man?
Well, he has a song with Drake, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he does. Everybody was replying with that like screenshot.
Bring It Back, featuring Drake. Yeah. So, I mean, this is over the top, right? How is Drake that cool? Is Drake that big? You need Drake to be featured in your song
I think Drake's that big. Having Drake on your song would probably be a pretty big deal for an aspiring rapper's career, especially if you came through and killed it.
Yeah, but if you guys are a rapper, would you let Drake sleep with your wife for a feature?
I mean, I would hope that he wouldn't want to cash in.
Like one of those kind of joking things?
I'd hope he wouldn't take you up on it. I'm assuming none of you guys have ever seen the movie Indecent Proposal, right?
Indecent Proposal?
Yeah.
No.
Have. You've seen it?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen it.
Robert Redford, Demi Moore, and my guy Woody Harrelson. Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson are a pretty struggling married couple. Robert Redford is a rich billionaire, and they're in Vegas at the dice table. She's his good luck charm. One thing leads to another, and he offers them $1 million to sleep with Demi Moore. And they say no, and then I think he says, what about $2 million? To which they then go and think about it. And it's like, well, we need the money. And Woody sends her out on the helicopter to go to his yacht. And she does the deed. And it ruins their marriage. And Woody is a wreck because he pimped out his wife. And he's never feels adequate enough again for her.
Man, so.
And Robert loves her. And I think Robert comes visits her. And she still has things for him. So I don't exactly remember how it goes outside of that. I just remember the scene, the proposal, and then Woody realizing he had made a mistake while he's stuck in the hotel room. He's trying to sprint down the hotel room to stop him, and he doesn't get him stopped by the time she's in that helicopter and flies off. And cell phones weren't a thing then, so I imagine that was a really long night for Woody Harrelson, his character, as he's sitting there by himself.
Money speaks.
Did he get the money?
He got the money. No, he got the money. But lost his he got the money, but lost his soulmate. I think was the story there.
Yeah, $2 million though.
I think
I could stumble upon another soulmate for $2 million.
I think the moral of the story though is that money doesn't give you happiness because they got the money and they still weren't happy at home.
Mm.
She never looked at her normal life the same. $2 million was enough to make her stanky rich, and he looked at his wife as someone he pimped out. It was tough.
Mm. You think that's how Trouble feels?
He's probably hoping that he doesn't have to chase down that hallway. Although maybe they'll be okay.
Maybe he already chased the hallway.
Yeah. See, the difference in this scenario here would be Trouble would hopefully be getting famous from this story, from this song, whereas Woody got nothing back except the money.
Fair enough.
So has maybe Trouble's heard? Like, hey, this is making me now I'm rich and famous. So now she loves me. And if not, I don't know their story about how long they've been together. I don't know how he feels about it. Whatever, but...
Has anybody listened to his verse on this song? Is he crying about losing a girl or anything?
No, that's coming next. He's going to get a Drake feature. He's going to make a Drake Take Care 2 after Drake has taken his woman, ironically enough.
I'd probably listen to it, honestly.
Yeah. I'm going to go listen to the song. I need to go listen to the song. Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy, though. I mean, Drake is...
Like I said, he probably didn't mean it, but he got the feature. I want to know how he got the feature, though.
I mean, he said
what does Trouble's wife look like?
I'm not sure. Kind of want to go look that up.
That's a good Google question.
Trouble wife. Doesn't pull up.
I don't think anybody knows who Trouble is.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this guy before.
Well, see, look at
story.
It's already been.
That's true. He's already put headline out there. Maybe that was part of it, too, to get a little bit more. Cloud is just saying that. Maybe it's all a scheme.
Have they actually had a song together or no?
Yeah.
That's what it was looking like from the.
Yeah, on Twitter, there's a. Yeah.
I don't know if they have a song together yet. At least I don't think so.
Let me see. There was a song name.
I think that might have been a screenshot just said featuring Drake. I don't know if it said Trouble featuring Drake. Or maybe there's not a real song. I don't know.
It says Bring It Back featuring Drake, Trouble, and Mike Will made it.
Okay, maybe they did do one. I don't know. He had to take to the internet to clarify things. Trouble did. I'm going to address a few things real quick. Y'all honestly got it bleeped up. Y'all been living through social media, living through these social sites. Y'all ain't in the real world, because if you was in the real world, any snack, any female, lady, whatever you want to call it, I don't never dealt with that. Any N-word in the street will tell you can't even look at it. My female Brazy. Oh, this guy's a blood. Because he's not using the letter C. Yeah. The bloods don't use the letter C.
Yeah, when somebody says Brazy, they're
that
a
means
blood.
They're a blood, and they don't say the word C. They don't even use the word C on anything. So,
wait, is this all true right now?
About the street lingo?
Yes.
Yeah, you've never noticed certain rappers don't use the word. Like, Lil Wayne doesn't use the word C, the letter C.
Never noticed that.
You're not street.
I guess
Like, what's bracken? Like, when somebody says, what's bracken? And so, what's cracken?
Yeah, you don't use the word C,
I didn't even catch that. Don't know. Yeah. That makes sense.
What's bracken? What the hell are y'all talking about right now?
Yeah, I do.
So I believe Cam is talking about
the. Say that.
I believe Cam is talking about this What's Poppin' remix with Lil Wayne and Jack Harlow. You know who Jack Harlow is?
Yes.
They did a remix, and like instead of What's Poppin', he starts out with What's Bracken.
Lil Wayne does.
Yeah, because he's a blood.
Instead of saying What's Cracken, he's going to say What's Bracken.
So anyways, back to what Trouble said. You cannot even look at my female Brazy. So again, he's giving context clues here that he is a blood, so be careful. Mm-hmm. I ain't Superman or none of that bleep, but you got to have testicular fortitude to still keep honking and looking at my snack without it being a problem. He added that he doesn't even have a wife, but still means it because of the potential profit he could make off a free Drake verse. I'm talking about a little snack you'd just be bleeping around on or something. You don't think I'm finna let her bust down on Drizzy for a verse when I'm gonna make millions off that verse? And if you slide in her DMs anyway, she gonna go, hell yeah, we finna get these M&Ms.
Yeah, little Trouble.
That's a good way to say it. I like that.
Yeah.
We could get these M&Ms.
Just ask Migos, the writer says. A verse from Drake can change an artist's life.
Hey, that did happen. A Versace verse did change Migos. His rumored girlfriend is a criminal defense attorney.
Wait. She's a snack, Cam. She's a snack. She's not his girlfriend.
Just does a little side
snack. Does she keep
just
him out of trouble?
Charcuterie board, you know?
Let her bust down for Drizzy.
Okay. No, they do have the song Bring It Back. Maybe I'm gonna go stream some Trouble today in the gym. I'm going to listen to Trouble in the gym. So it worked. Next headline, please.
Going to the NFL, Adam Gase.
I'm to teach you guys something about the street.
Yeah, y'all just learned
no
something.
Did you know that, Hayden?
I knew they didn't use the word.
No,
the
you did.
I knew the letter, like when they're typing, but I did not know the bracket thing. That makes sense.
Yeah,
though,
with a C, yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense. Now. I didn't know that, but yeah.
Anyways, moving on to the.
People say they're bullying when they're bullying in the streets instead of cooling.
Okay, I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard bullying.
I've never heard bullying.
I just thought it was kind of a cool way to say you're chilling too.
That's what I thought.
See,
it's the blood way of saying you're chilling. You're bullying.
So you just can't use a C at all.
Yeah, they don't use
C. And don't say C's. Like, you can't say a C.
Is it the same way for the other way?
I think it's a hard C you can't use.
Okay.
What about for the Crips? They not say B's?
That one I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
I've hit up my friends about that. Tell me.
Anyways, moving on to the NFL, Adam Gase. Man, this is shocking right here, isn't it? Adam Gase came out and said that a big part of why he came there was to groom the quarterback, Sam Darnold, right? Make Sam Darnold turn into the stud he was supposed to be.
Oh.
And Adam Gase admits that he hasn't really done that.
Oh, really?
He said, I came here to help him develop his career, and we haven't been able to do that, said Gase, who is 7-20 and has the worst record in the NFL. That's why every game is so important, blah, blah, blah. Keep trying to help him grow, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, what any takes on this? Why would Adam Gase say this? I mean,
well, I'm glad he acknowledges it.
He just, yeah, he admits that he's a terrible coach and he can't develop a quarterback.
Being a little self-aware. I mean, once you say that, though, like he knows Adam Gase knows he's not coaching next year. Like, yeah. No matter what he does, they're not coaching next year.
So just say whatever you want, huh?
I'd say you'd start being honest and show some, like, contrition and, like, maybe start positioning yourself to get another job somewhere.
Right. But, I mean, but, like, yeah, still, though.
Well, I mean, if he's trying to keep his job, saying you didn't develop, Sam Darnold ain't going to give you the chance to, you know, develop Trevor Lawrence.
And also, like, what if he gets hired somewhere else? That's not a very good look. This is an offensive-minded guy. He's basically saying, yeah, I did not help the quarterback one bit.
I can't imagine he gets hired for anything other than, like, an analyst role or maybe a quarterback coach with a good offensive coordinator. Like, maybe somebody gives him another shot. But, like, he's going to have to start back over.
Yeah. Pretty
crazy. I just realized I have listened to some Trouble. He does some songs like Young Thug and stuff.
Okay. Not bad. He's going to be more popular now with Drake.
I was like, I think okay.
Going to college basketball, I want to talk about this a little bit, about officials could be what's holding back college basketball a little bit. That's kind of the scare from some of the coaches, including Rick Barnes. Apparently, one head coach said that wasn't named that officials are what scare me to death just because of officials traveling and being in the bubbles and being part of the games as well. And Rick Barnes showed some concern. He said, I have major concerns with referees. He said, they're the ones that are going to be traveling alone, doing what they do. It's going to be tough on officials. I know this. They just have a blanket. If they just have a blanket statement, as an official is part of the contact tracing and has to sit out. As the year goes on, that can become a major problem. That is a real concern. So could this officials be the death of college basketball? Is there any chance of that? Do you guys have worries about officials and how this all works out?
I mean, maybe.
It was
anybody I guess I get it, just like we're not keeping them under control. And I don't know how much money those refs make.
Yeah.
Like in D1 college basketball. Like are they just gonna gonna be their only job for 3 months? Because I don't think they make enough money where that can be their only job.
I don't think so either. I really don't think so.
They don't.
I didn't know about like a high level D1. I mean, I know like locally, like NAIA Division II, like they have other jobs. I didn't know about
even in college football. I know they don't, but there's more games in basketball, but they still don't get paid as much as football.
How much do the SEC or officials make in football? They don't make like $60,000 or $70,000. I mean,
the median NCAA basketball ref is $36,800. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it says it can go from $10,000 to $200,000. I don't know how you get.
I think you get a lot of money for the national championship.
TV Teddy's not making $30,000. TV Teddy's making $100,000 a year at least.
They make like $1,000 a game for like for first round in the tournament, then like really? $1,400, then $2,000 for any Final Four games.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'd be enough to only work though. That'd be your only job for 3 months though.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I don't know like what their other like things are set up, like if they work seasonally and have other gigs or coach, you know, ref something else. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like $1,000 to $2,500 per game plus travel expenses.
Huh. Ted Valentine, this is from 2007, so I imagine it's gone up, but this is the only thing I can find about Ted Valentine's money. It says he worked 98 games last year. And his annual salary would have been close to $196,000.
Wow.
Because they said in college basketball, they're independent contractors, and they get paid approximately $2,000 per game on the big games. This is from rushthecourt.net, like I said, from 2007. So I don't know.
So, like, the game from last night, the 5v2 game, they probably made $2,000. The three refs in that game.
I'd say they made $3,000.
Okay.
From 2020, October 22nd, okay. officiating coordinator for the Big Ten. He says Big Ten officials get paid $3,000 per game.
Ooh, wow. Ooh,
now, this might be for football, though. This is for football.
Okay. So.
Anyways, that's a fair question, I guess.
Yeah, and it was kind of interesting that so many coaches, including Rick Barnes, kind of voicing their concerns about that a little bit more than maybe you'd think. So
the top 86% of college basketball officials made $200,000 last year. So, I mean, I guess that'd mean like really like the top 14%, right?
Right.
Okay.
Something to keep eyes on for college basketball.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, Hayden, it's playoff week, right? Week 13?
Oh, snap. Is it playoffs?
Well, I mean, I think it's the last week before the playoffs, right? Are we heading to week 13 of fantasy football?
Yeah, that's right.
I guess so.
I mean, some playoffs start in week 12, I think.
I need to set my lineups.
Hayden, you also might need some last-minute additions to pick up.
All right. You want to start with quarterback?
Please.
We're going to start with the quarterback.
Yeah, I hope the playoffs don't start this week because you still got bye weeks this week.
So I hope I don't.
They don't start this week. They start next week.
Okay.
Well, you can start them early if you want.
Yeah.
But
I think I'm cruising.
Last week to make the playoffs, you got what? Tampa Bay on a bye week.
Carolina's on a bye week, too. I don't know.
This is the last set of bye weeks right here, right?
Yeah, that's it. All right.
So if you got Tampa Bay, you might need a quarterback. You might need a running back. You might need wide receivers. You might need a tight end. If you got Carolina.
Yeah, wide receiver for sure with Henderson out and more. We'll start with quarterback. We're going to go Ryan Fitzpatrick this week.
Now, what we're doing here is we're trying to find a player from each position that is owned in less than 50% of leagues.
Well, we're just going to say around 50%.
Around 50%, yeah. Either way. Around 50% to be picked up.
Yep. So we got Ryan Fitzpatrick this week. He's 31% rostered. He had 19.28 points last week. They're playing the Bengals at home this week, and he's projected 18 points as of right now.
Not to nitpick, but I'm just sitting here looking around, long playing with you. Would you not rather have Kirk Cousins against Jacksonville, who was 28% on?
No. I think the Bengals are going to quit.
Board bet. I'll take Kirk Cousins' fantasy points. You take Ryan Fitzpatrick's fantasy points this week. Board bet. What are you looking up? Fitzpatrick plays Cincinnati. Kirk Cousins plays Jacksonville. What are you looking at? Let's go. Board bet.
Hold on a second.
What are you waiting on? What are you waiting for?
I think we should take it, Aiden. All Vikings do is run the football.
That's it. That's all they do.
That's all they do.
That's it.
Fitzpatrick going to be slinging it. Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic time, baby. We doing it or we not? Hello? Am I talking to myself?
I don't know about that, Draven.
Why?
He doesn't believe in his fantasy advice already.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't even see Kirk Cousins on that list, but he is at 27%. I mean, Fitzpatrick
is
still... Does
he believe in the fantasy advice he's given the audience or not?
Yeah, let's do it. Fitzpatrick has already projected more anyway.
Let's do it.
They're playing the Bengals. The Bengals are... I mean, we saw the Jags last week. The Jags put up a fight. The Jags put up a fight last week.
They're competitive. You're right. They're competitive.
I think that's a good thing.
I
think it's more likely that Kirk. Anyways, put it on the board. Lock it in. Board bet.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins versus Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay. I'll put it on there.
Standard leagues, 4 points, touchdowns that we're doing?
Yeah.
Better hope Fitzpatrick gets a bunch of rushing yards. That's what you better hope. Okay. Lock it in.
Okay.
I think it's good that Jacksonville showed some signs of life. That means Minnesota's going to have to actually play a real game.
I think when they play a real game, they're just going to run the ball the whole time.
Yep.
There's a little thing called play action pass and a little thing called getting Adam Thielen back. Thielen and Jefferson on the outside, I would take my chances there. But anyways, you guys do your thing. Lock it in. Kirk Cousins versus Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Forgot about Thielen.
It's okay.
No. Fitzpatrick is good.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick's great.
The Bengals are going to lay down, let them rub their belly.
Yeah,
they
are.
We'll just throw it all over them.
And also, Miami can't really run the ball that well. Yep. They're not that consistent with football, so it's going to be.
Who do you think has quit more, just for the record, the Jets or the Bengals?
Probably the Bengals.
The Bengals have quit more than the Jets, who are trying to go winless?
I mean, the Jets were trying to win that game against the Dolphins. They just couldn't. Did you see it? They kept moving the ball, and they just would either turn it over or go for it on fourth down and not get it.
Okay.
Missed a field goal.
Keep telling yourself that if you want. That's fine. But Ryan Fitzpatrick against the Jets team, who is awful, 19 points. So just wanted to point that out. Anyways, let's go to running backs.
James White this week.
What's James White done since getting back in the lineup? Has he been good?
He had two touchdowns last week, 14.7 points. He's 56% rostered. They're playing the Chargers this week in L.A. He's projected 11.4 points. The Chargers, we already know. We've talked about the Chargers so much. So,
man, there are no running backs.
Running backs is
you can get James White, go get James White, I guess.
I would also recommend maybe Duke Johnson if he's available.
Yeah, Duke Johnson... he could have a big role this week if David Johnson doesn't come back, but they're saying David Johnson's coming back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've had Duke Johnson on my team the last 2 weeks,
and
he did good last week. He did a terrible week before. David Johnson's coming back off IR this week, so they're saying
that he's good to be a one seed in this league. By the way, 9-3.
Anyway,
same here. My biggest league,
second most points in the league. All right, let's go, boys. There's one league down. Let's see about this other one.
You ready for wide receiver?
8-4. Oh.
You ready?
Beat Goodell's Goons. That's Hayden's team. Hayden was a big 1-11 in this league.
1-11?
Yeesh!
Yeah. It's been a struggle. It's been a struggle.
That one I'm 8-4 in, but I'm in the
Saquon Barkley and then Miles Sanders.
Should have a playoff spot racked up, though. It's good. We're making the playoffs, boys. Let's go.
Should have lost if you didn't have Will Fuller, the cheating guy.
I know. Shout out to cheating.
Should have lost. Anyway.
Oh, no.
Wide receiver. Maybe you'll need him since Will Fuller's on the PED list now. Michael Pittman Jr.
Oh, no.
55% rostered. Ooh, he only had 4 points last week. But he's going to be bouncing back. Playing against Houston. 12-point projection this week. The Colts be wanting to bounce back after getting embarrassed by the Titans. They're going to be throwing the ball over the yard. Houston's a little riding high right now. Colts going to smash him this weekend. Michael Pittman Jr.
I like Pittman. I like that.
All right.
No thanks on Michael Pittman. I've seen that guy play before. He can't catch the ball.
All right. Tight end. You know where we're going with this, Traven. You know where we're going with this.
Logan Thomas, baby.
No, not Logan Thomas. Dalton Schultz.
Let's go.
Again? What did he do last week?
He had 8 points last week. I mean, he's average. I mean, we're not talking about a 30-point score
from a tight end. If you get 8 points from a tight end, that's fun.
Yeah, on the waiver wire, yeah. Dalton Schultz, still 41% rostered. 8 points last week, playing at Baltimore. He's projected 8 points again. I mean, he let the Postal Service comes in.
Does his job.
Puts his hard hat on, gets 8 points, gets out of there.
You want to go against that Baltimore defense? Okay.
Hey, well, Andy Dalton's had some experience with that Baltimore team.
Eric Ebron caught some balls yesterday.
He did. He was their leading catcher.
That's why they
Logan Thomas is playing in Pittsburgh, so
yeah.
That's why I didn't put him on there.
Yeah.
Okay, you want defense?
Go for it.
Defense, we're going to go Packers this week. Like I said, playing the Eagles. That's my strategy. It's been going pretty well. The Seahawks last week, the Browns week before. Carson Wentz just sucks. So we're going to keep riding against them.
Does turn it over a lot.
58% rostered. Kicker, Jason Myers, 24.6% rostered. They're playing the Giants this week. 8.5 point projection. Bang. There we go.
Okay.
Not bad.
That was a good segment. At least I won me a board bet out of it, so that's good. Let's go, Kirk Cousins.
You like that?
That's what I'm going to be asking you guys. You like that? Do you? You like it? Huh?
I believe in Fitzmagic.
No, you don't. Just for the record, if Tua's back, you guys lose.
No, I don't know about that one.
If Tua's back, you guys
lose.
No, that doesn't count. I don't think Tua's going to be back.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think Tua's going to be back.
They should just stick with Fitzpatrick, right? We really think Tua's got it.
Do I really think Tua's got it?
I mean, for this year, to like push them into the playoffs?
I think he's better than Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
He looked bad in that Denver game, Tua did.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who said that. This guy right here. Draven, you missed that one.
Yes, I did. But Fitzpatrick came in, and what'd he do, Hayden? He almost won the game.
Yeah, he did. Almost. That is true. He took him right down the field. Took him right down the
field. Here we go. Fitz magic.
Okay.
I feel good about it now.
All right, we're going with a Cam versus Draven, this or that, coming up next. I'm taking a break this week.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to hear the topics?
ask them if they want to hear the topic.
You want to hear the topic?
Yes, please.
I would.
Okay, so yes, we're going to do a sports one first, like always. If you're the Jags / Jets, would you rather have Dak plus Dallas's first-round pick or Trevor Lawrence? Second up, would you rather have to fart loudly every time you have a serious conversation, or have to burp after every kiss?
Okay.
In their face. In their face. Okay. Last one. Would you rather live in a cave or live in a treehouse?
Cave or treehouse.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
All right.
All right. Let's play some This or That coming up next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, this special edition of This or That. I'm excited for this. I always have to play. I just want to sit back and listen. I'm pumped. Let's go. Before we get to it, this special edition version of This or That is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Still have time to get your money in to get this risk-free first bet. You win, you keep the cash, you lose, you get up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous free risk bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and accelerating bet types such as same-game parlays where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, you get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. To claim your risk-free bet, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS so they know that we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.com, sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. As we get set, I will say that I have Cam as a slight -135 favorite to win this or that. Please hit the music.
First time ever favored. Crazy. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
This.
Come on. All right. He's ready to play the debate segment known as This or That.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it.
Up first.
It's Bracken.
If you're the Jags / Jets, would you rather have Dak Prescott plus the Cowboys' first-round pick or Trevor Lawrence?
This is just too easy, man. This is just way too easy. You take Dak Prescott here. Hayden, can I read you some stats of Dak Prescott real quick, just what he's kind of done here in the first few years of his career?
Sure.
Overall record, 42-27. He's never had a losing record, 13-3, 9-7, 10-6, 8-8. Pretty good, by the way, 8-8 season. Reflect a lot of coaching. Dak Prescott led the NFL, actually second in the NFL, in passing yards last year. Also, touchdown to interception ratio, 106-40. Takes care of the football pretty well. Throws touchdowns. Before he had all these receivers, too, man, he didn't really have a lot of weapons his first couple of years. Lacked a little bit of weapons. He's had Zeke. That's helped, but sure. But Dak Prescott is a good quarterback. And when are you going to get at Trevor Lawrence? You don't know. None of us know. We don't know what Trevor Lawrence is going to be in the NFL. Do we really think he's going to go from best team in the nation, Clemson, to the Jets, and he's going to be successful? There's no guarantee. Honestly, I don't like those odds. And you also, the big thing is what you said as well. You get that other first-round pick. So everybody's going to say, oh, you got to pay Dak Prescott. That's money. You also get the other first-round pick to build a team. By the way, the Jets and the Jags, they need everything. They need pretty much everything. Not only do they need quarterbacks, they need a better offensive line. They need a couple guys on defense. They could use a corner. Everybody. Both teams are terrible. So why not get a quarterback that you know is established, ready to go? You feel confident that he's going to be good. Trevor Lawrence, no matter what, it's going to be a risk. It's going to be a risk. You know what you're getting out of Dak. A winner. Tough-minded. I mean, look at all the players just surrounding him, showing him love after he got hurt. This guy's a winner. He's a leader. That's what you're going to get. You have no idea with Trevor Lawrence. Go ahead and get that other first-round pick, get a top-four pick. My goodness gracious, we're getting a star left tackle, getting Suell out in Oregon to protect Dak Prescott, too, to get to protect his back end. Sign me up. Sign me up.
Well, you're basically going to get exactly what the Cowboys were earlier this year. Dak Prescott trying to outscore teams because you got nothing else because you paid this man all this money. If you look at the recent model for success in the NFL, it's been winning with a quarterback on a rookie contract. You got to take Trevor Lawrence here. Look at the past few Super Bowls. The players that have been there. Mahomes got to the Super Bowl on his rookie contract. Goff got to the Super Bowl on his rookie contract because you're able to put such a good team around him. Y'all know how bad Jared Goff is. Like, the fact that you had enough money to spread around and make that team where you could get him to a Super Bowl, that's what you're doing by getting Trevor Lawrence. You're getting the guy who's going to be better than Jared Goff, most likely, because we've seen Jared Goff. And you have the cap space to build around him. You got all the stuff you want to do. And think about it. If you're the Jags or the Jets, you already also have other draft capital. That fourth pick isn't like, yeah, it'd be nice to have that pick, but you also already have a ton of other draft picks. You're still building around your team. You have a bunch of cheap talent, cap space to go out and get who you want, and free agency. You're setting yourself up for success. You're getting a new coach on these teams. You're in the right place. You are basically doing the whole Sean McVay method of getting the Rams to the Super Bowl. Or you could even go back to the Seahawks with Russell Wilson on a rookie deal, getting them to playoff success. That's the method to win in the NFL now. You don't want to overpay these quarterbacks. You're going to have to pay Dak a ton of money. And your team already has so many holes. You're not going to fix it in 1 year with just your fourth overall draft pick. You have lots of holes to fill. You need to be able to have some cap space to make some moves. You got to go Trevor Lawrence here.
Pete Carroll, Sean McVay, man, pretty good coaches, if you ask me. I would say that was probably the bigger reason that those teams got to the Super Bowl, why they were able to kind of hide the fact that Goff is not that good. We know that Dak Prescott is good. Dak Prescott hasn't had a good head coach. Do you guys think Jason Garrett's a good head coach? Do you guys think Mike McCarthy right now, as we sit here today, is a good head coach after watching that performance on Thanksgiving? My goodness, no. No. So that argument is completely false. Dak Prescott is a more solidified quarterback than Jared Goff, if we're going to continue to go with that comparison since you brought up the Rams. Dak Prescott is a much better quarterback. You can pay him, and he's going to be worth the money much more than Jared Goff would be. And then you can still be able to draft this team around you. It's the same process. You sign the quarterback, you draft the talent around him. Or you draft the quarterback, you sign talent around him. I think I'd rather, for a rebuilding team like the Jets or the Jaguars, I think I'd rather just have a lot of young talent and a leader quarterback who knows how to command the offense, who knows how to lead these guys and be successful. Dak's a winner. Say what you want about Dak. He's a winner. Never had a losing record.
How many playoff wins does he have?
Never had a losing record in his whole career.
How many playoff wins does he have?
He has a playoff win. He has one.
Oh, one. Nice.
More than Trevor Lawrence. More than Trevor Lawrence so far. Tell you that much.
And he hasn't even played in the game. Only down one.
I would say Trevor Lawrence has three playoff wins.
right.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence won on the big stage. Mississippi State never got there.
Hayden, your decision.
This is a tough one, John.
I agree.
This is very tough. It's a good question by me, I will say.
Yeah, Trevor was like a little energy.
Yeah.
I take that into account, too. He was lacking a little energy.
Yeah.
But he's also very calm. Sometimes that's a good thing, too. I'll let you make this decision.
I have good Draven here. You have good Draven.
Hey. The team Haven bias.
I'll respect it.
The team Haven bias comes.
If I was Draven, I would have made a couple points about, yeah, it's going to cost a lot of money, but we have a lot of cap space in the Jets. Like we have second most cap space in the league, third most cap space in the league. But that is a very barren roster. Okay, let's move on. Point number two.
Point number two. Would you rather have to fart loudly every time you have a serious conversation, or have to burp after every kiss?
Okay, you gotta go fart here. You don't want to be burping in girls' faces. You're never going to be able to hold down a relationship if you have that first kiss, and then you're like, oh, hey, baby, burp! She's going to be just, like, dumbfounded in that moment. It's probably going to smell, because I'm sure you got dinner or something with her. You got everything you just ate right there on your breath, and just bam! Welcome to the show, baby! This is what you're getting from now on. It's just not a good look. Not a good look. You're going to have a really hard time holding down relationships. My thing is, I don't have serious conversations that many times. So this isn't even like going to bother me in my everyday life. Maybe a job interview? Sorry, man. Can't help nature. It happens. Excuse me. I apologize. Also, I'm still going to sit there confidently and they're going to be like, man, this guy's good under pressure. He's just letting them rip and it's not even phasing him. And he's still hammering me about how he wants his job. Okay, I respect this person. You burp in your girl's face, she's going to be disgusted every single time. Girls don't like that. I don't think anybody likes being burped in the face. And there's no way you can make sure your breath is on point every single time. You're going to slip up one day, even if she becomes to tolerate it. One day you're going to slip up and, oh, that one smells way worse than the other one. Jeez, what are you doing? Farts can also be silent. That's the best part, too. You can fart silently. It'd be a serious conversation. Man, who did that? Wasn't me. No proof. You can't say it was me. Whatever. We'll just pretend like it didn't happen because nobody wants to claim that they farted. So I think you got to go fart here. No question.
Just you make some good points, but also you can also hide a burp pretty well, right? I mean, little cough. Sometimes people mistaken a burp for a cough. Hayden, I don't know if you just burped or coughed right then, because I don't know, because some people are able to, you know, kind of hide it to the side a little bit. You're not, every time you burp, you're not loudly burping in somebody's face. That doesn't necessarily have to be like that, but you can cover it up a little bit. You can cover up a fart a little bit, but also a burp is just so much less gross. Like, let's just be honest. Can I get a little science for you here, Hayden? Is that okay? Do you know that where each of these two, you know, actions come from? Do you know why they do occur as they do? A burp is, most of the time, a burp is caused by swallowing excess air, right? Just excess air in the stomach. No big deal. A fart is literally gas leaking out of you, man. Like, come on. Gastrointestinal issues. Ugh. Like, come on. A burp, everybody's burped. And there's times where you've had buddy next to you. He burped. And you don't even really get a whiff of it most of the time. A fart in a closed area, that's going to stink up a whole room 90% of the time. When have you ever burped and it just completely took over a small room, a car, anything like that? Never. Never. Tell me a time where you burped and everybody in the car is like, oh my God, roll the windows down. What do we do? Swerving off the road. No. But when somebody does fart in a car, you're like, come on, man. You got to roll the windows down. You're all pissed off. You're driving down the road for so long already. And now you got to smell your buddy's fart. That's so much more annoying. Just the science behind it, everything. A burp is so much better. And also, once you get past the first kiss, does a burp even mean anything anymore? I mean, come on.
When if you burp after that first kiss, burp, I feel like it's not a great start.
If you can't burp around your girl, is she your girl? Is she the one? Because honestly, I think
not if you're burping after every kiss, because that implies that you are holding in that everything right when you were kissing her, and so when you rip it off right after, she's like, ew, that was just in my mouth.
Hayden, make a decision.
That was in my mouth. Burp!
What do you think here? What a disgusting topic.
I think Cam's going to win here because what he said about the you don't have that many serious conversations, so it's not just.
Yeah, I think Draven got a little caught up just arguing about the difference in burps.
that's the difference there.
Like, if I'm not being with your boys in the car, like, I don't really have too many serious conversations with your boys in the car.
Yeah. That's
your downfall. I like talking about some things, but I guess it just deems on what you consider serious. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like life changing. Like, hey, I'm a job interview. That would suck. Now, I would say that Draven really missed an opportunity. Like, he's talking about, you know, you're burping in your girlfriend's face. He could have said, well, imagine when she wants to have a serious conversation with you and you just keep farting. Like, she's going to get even more angry about that.
That's true.
But we'll go point Cam here. Third topic.
Third topic. Would you rather live in a cave or live in a treehouse?
A cave. What is this? Do they have a Cave Masters on TV where they make these amazing, awesome caves with all these different designs and everything? No, but you know what they do have? They do have Treehouse Masters. I don't know if you guys have ever watched that show, but it's pretty cool. They come up with some pretty cool stuff, right?
I thought he was picking cave first. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, Draven, before you continue, I hate that show.
So you hate Tree Masters.
Yeah, I hate the guy on that show. He's so annoying.
Well, it doesn't matter if you hate the guy or not. The fact is, you can do so much cooler stuff in trees, man. Like, caves are just dark and gross. There's bats and just depressing. Like, how are you ever going to go to a cave, no matter how well you fix that bad boy up? Nobody's ever going to be excited to be in a cave, hanging out with your friends or hanging out with whoever. Like, just dark, dreary. Even with lights, it's just still cold. There's just nothing good about a cave.
There's
nothing.
A reason they call it a man cave, not a man treehouse. It's because man caves are nice and cozy.
That's
and where you want to be. Also, how many times have you ever seen a cave blow over? Mm. You ever see a cave fall over? You ever see a cave get hit by lightning? You ever see a cave burn down because of a forest fire? No. Caves are good to go. They're nice and safe. You can put your stuff in there. You can do whatever you want in a cave. You can make a cave a home. Bears do it every winter. Bears it every winter. You're not as exposed to the elements out in the cave. Caves are the way to go. You've seen Shrek? Where did they keep Princess Fiona to keep her safe on their journey back? They put her in the cave. They even gave her a little door. It was just nice and homey. It was exactly where you wanted to be. So a cave is the way to go here.
Are we hiding or running away from people? No.
Cave insulation is great, too.
I'm not running away. In fact, I would like to show off my house. If I lived in a tree, I think that would be much cooler than living in a cave. What is cool about living in a cave? Yeah, might be a little bit safer, but okay, is that the only thing? We're being safe? I don't know. Sometimes I want to flex. I want to look kind of cool. I want to look a little dangerous. Taking a chick out, by the way. Let's say you're taking a chick out. You're like, oh, yeah, okay. You should check out my place. You're taking her to a cave? My goodness, she's going to be like, what the hell are you doing? You're living in a rock. But if I take her to a tree, she's going to a massive treehouse with this elegant treehouse. She's going to be like, this is badass. This is awesome. I saw this on Tree Masters. This is crazy. Not to mention the beautiful views that you would get in a tree in a cave. What are you seeing? You're seeing rock. Wow.
Hey,
that's
babe,
really cool.
Can
you're
I come over? There's a tornado coming. I don't think I'm going to make it in my house.
Tiny
can
little
I borrow
sunset.
Your basement?
Tiny little sunset coming in the cave. That's all you get. On a treehouse, I don't know. You might get some pretty elegant views. You're going to get a pretty little sunset coming down. You don't get to see a sunset in a cave.
Trees
you
die.
You have to come outside
caves
your house.
Caves never die. Your tree will get old and die.
You can't pass your
tree down to other generations. You can't have grandkids be like, hey, but this cave is where I grew up. You can't a treehouse, you'd be like, yeah, I used to have a treehouse over there, but they cut that tree down for deforestation because we were running out of paper because everybody kept buying toilet paper during the pandemic of 2020. Well, you hate to see it, but no, you got to go with the cave here. Better insulation and winter and everything. You just make a nice little fire in there. Oh, man. Cavemen survived in caves for generations. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We are not tree people. We are cave people.
That was a
There's a reason we name
ago.
Our basement man caves.
I think we've advanced a little bit since then. Just a little bit.
All right. Hayden, what do you think?
Oh, house is just a cave. It's not made out of rock.
I think Cam's going to have to win this one.
Mm. What for? Give me your thinking.
Natural disaster argument's pretty good. I think Draven also missed an opportunity to talk about the what's the word?
Okay, just end the segment. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
This is a conflicted law.
Last Call today is brought to you by Smarter Searches, an award-winning digital marketing agency that combines performance and creativity for incredible results, locally owned and operated. Smarter Searches is Knoxville's top full-service digital marketing agency. They help your business transition to a more online-focused strategy in a contact-free, touchless world. SmarterSearches.com. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Draven, do you have a topic yet? You've had 24 hours. Do you have a story?
Where do you guys find these stories
You
at?
Still have no stories. Cam, what do you got for us? My goodness. You lost this or that, and you lost.
That loss was a little conflicted. Hayden.
No. The word was circulation is what I was looking for. I couldn't think of it. But you have no circulation in a cave. And you didn't really harp on the sunlight part either. So
I would have just been focused on the scary bears in the cave.
You can clean out your cave beforehand. You think I'm just buying a cave all willy-nilly?
But if you're in the cave. My biggest problem with the cave is if you're in the cave, you're trapped in the cave.
Yep. One way in, one way out.
Exactly. They're trapped in there with you.
Well, if it's a bear.
And they're trapped in there with me.
Well, aren't bears scared of humans?
I'm putting a door on the cave. I don't know what y'all doing.
I don't know.
Y'all just leaving your cave open doored?
Aren't bears scared of humans, Cam?
I mean, black bears are really skittish for sure. Grizzlies
just,
aren't
like,
as
big
skittish.
And they come,
yeah, you can. It's,
I mean, it might
you
work
can
for
scare a black bear away, but grizzly bears out in the Rockies.
It work
would be
for you. You look like a little scary bear.
What about wolves? What about a pack of wolves?
Oh, they kill you for sure.
What about snakes slithering?
Yeah,
your
snakes
caves?
Not climbing in the trees. Sure.
I mean, they're in caves too, though.
Not really, to the same extent.
I don't know. I don't know if it's. I don't know how accurate the movie is. But have you ever seen the movie Wild America? I'm sure you have. You love animals, right?
I do like animals. Yes.
You seen that movie with Jonathan Taylor Thomas? There's this rattlesnakes they have to go over to get to the bears. Remember?
Yeah.
And they have to throw like snow on him so that, like, they won't feel the body heat. And then they're stepped over the. They're like stepping over, and the snake jumps up right when they're trying to walk across it. So snakes aren't in caves. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, don't snakes have to like lay in the sun for
they need
time?
The, yeah, they need the sun and stuff. Like most caves, the snakes aren't just chilling in
there. What
about
the winter? They go to the caves.
Yeah,
the
they would go more towards caves and stuff like that for winter for like hibernation. But
so like, when
like I said,
the caves.
I'm putting a door on my cave. I'm not just letting the snakes in willy nilly.
Okay. Anyways, well, we only got a minute left now.
I got reported burglary.
Burglary. It's a tough word to say.
I can't remember how to say burglary.
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 Burglary. Burglary.
It's a tough word.
It is.
Yeah. Why is that so hard?
It's like jewelry. I don't like that one.
Jewelry.
Either.
Yeah.
Well, what do you got?
Reported burglary.
Just tell us about it.
Okay. A reported burglary in California. I can't even say this word anymore. Just happened to be a dozen raccoons fighting inside a store. Two officers reported to a city corporation yard after an employee called authorities to report a banging on the administrative office door that sounded like a burglar attempting to break in. I was mentally prepared to take action in any progress felony. The crime-fighting duo were what in the world is this sentence? The crime-fighting duo were surprised to find approximately one dozen raccoons in a physical altercation, the police said in a Facebook post. When challenged, all but one fled westbound. They broke up the raccoons' invasion successfully and forced them to leave the scene. But yeah, there was just a bunch of raccoons fighting in this guy's business. We love raccoons.
Okay. Good show. The Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Radio. Go to Fox Sports Knoxville's Twitter account. We're giving away that White Claw
Ooh,
cooler.
Yes.
Go retweet. Go follow our friends at Cherokee. Russell Smith, The Drive Guys, up next.